Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the GIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 2. Coming up, Prime Minister attends high-level Caribbean forum in Trinidad and Tobago. Tourism Minister looking to exceed growth target. And local authorities urged to use Local Government Month to improve service delivery. The details after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is leading a delegation to the 2016 High-Level Caribbean Forum, now underway in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. The one-day forum is being hosted by the International Monetary Fund and the Trinidad and Tobago authorities under the theme Shifting Tides, Challenges and Opportunities. The forum brings together regional prime ministers, finance ministers and central bank governors, donors and representatives from international financial institutions and the private sector to exchange views on the unique challenges and opportunities for the Caribbean region. It seeks to address issues such as global and regional challenges, including growth, competitiveness and oil prices, spillovers from Cuba, and policies to address de-risking. Mr. Holness, who is scheduled to present at the first session of the forum, is expected to return to the island on Thursday, November 3. During his absence, Minister Without Portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, Derek Smith, will be in charge of the government. Tourism Minister Edmond Bardet says he is looking to surpass the 5% growth target over 5 years, which he has set for the sector. Mr. Bardet says work being undertaken through the Tourism Linkages Network to develop initiatives in sports and entertainment, shopping, knowledge, health and wellness, and gastronomy will position the sector to exceed the mark.
The Americas, and particularly Caribbean and Latin America, are lagging behind in the growth rate. Yet, we are the most tourism-dependent region on Earth. So the essence of our being is tourism. We have to find the formula to have higher growth rates.
Mr. Bartlett was speaking at a recent media launch for the 2016 Tourism Outlook Seminar at Devon House in St. Andrew. Starting in 2017, the minister is looking to increase visitor arrivals to 5 million per year, moving earnings to $5 billion. He says while the target is the immediate focus, it is not the ultimate goal for growth. The government has begun work to develop a roadmap to guide the implementation of the United Nations UN Post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, in Jamaica. A five-member United Nations Development Program UNDP Mainstreaming Acceleration Policy Support Mission Team was in the island from October 24 to 28 for consultations with the National Core Group on SDGs at the request of the administration. Mission head Nick Sekran says the consultations focused on a number of areas and entailed several activities. These include a rapid integration assessment, focusing on alignments between the goals of the country's National Development Plan and the SDGs, the coordination of engagements through institutional mechanisms, prioritizing and financing of the SDGs, and monitoring and reporting.
Is that we have validated your approaches, the extent to which the global agenda addresses your plans. And so I can happily say that Jamaica is truly ahead of the largest countries in the world. It's ahead of China, it's ahead of India, it's ahead of Malaysia, in so many, many respects.
Mr. Sekran was providing an update during a debriefing session at the Planning Institute of Jamaica's head office in New Kingston recently. And local authorities are being urged to use the observance of Local Government and Community Development Month to reflect on the level of service provided to the public and to take the necessary steps to address shortcomings. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says the improvement of service delivery is integral to the mission of the ministry to change the perception of local authorities in Jamaica.
The mission of the Ministry of Local Government and all of us involved in the work of the local authorities is to change the way people think and feel about local government. And those of us who have been elected has that responsibility to ensure that we are credible and that the people believe and trust in us.
That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.